I can't believe that another week's flown by, Sunday already. I'm Ray with another podcast episode, and you might be thinking, broken marriage? What sort of title is that? What sort of podcast episode is this going to be? Well, it's not all bad news. It's not all about broken marriages. I knew a chap and his girlfriend. They were both 16. I'm going back to the 1960s. They were both 16 and they got married. They didn't have to, but they got married. They were in love. They thought they were in love. And I must admit, I didn't say anything, but I did think, well, hang on a minute. This isn't going to last. Surely, you know, they're children. I was a bit older. What was I? About 18. I thought they're kids, you know, 16 years old, not long out of school. How can they get married? And I said to him, what about, you know, meeting girls and getting a car? He didn't even have a car. Go clubbing, meeting girls, having fun, going out with your mates. Oh, no, 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 I'm getting married. And he did. And do you know, that, as I say, that was the 60s. To this very day, they're still married. They've had their children. They're still married. They're happy. They've never had any problems. How wrong I was. It's incredible. I didn't think they'd last 5 minutes. Well, by the way, I don't know what you think of the acoustics, the audio. I'm in a different studio today. Do you remember last week I said I'm in my studio? Well, I'm not going to tell you what my studio is. It is a professional studio. I've got all the walls lined with soundproofing sponge-type stuff. Not really. That's why it's all so echoey. Anyway, hope it's not too bad for you. I've had to move because where I was, there was a lot of background noise. Remember the seagulls? People mowing their lawns? Chainsaws going off, chopping down trees, you name it. Pneumatic drills out in the road. So I think here, apart from the ticking clock and my echoing voice, this studio might be a little bit better. Now, I knew another couple. They got married after 8 years of going out together. They were in their 20s, I think mid-20s. They'd been going out together for 8 years, both living at home with their parents, and their parents got together. And they said, look, you two, come on. Move out. We can't have you at home forever. You've been going out together for 8 years. You're happy. Get married and find somewhere to live. Or find somewhere to live and get married. So they did. And within 18 months, they were divorced. How about that? They were divorced. They both went back home to their parents and they didn't speak to each other again. I couldn't believe that. I mean, how wrong I was again. I thought that one would work. Having been together for 8 years, I suppose it was actually living together. That was the trouble. All the time they're living apart, going out to places, holidays together, that's fine. But to actually live together, that's a completely different ball game. Many years ago, I heard someone say, leaving the lid off the toothpaste tube every morning is grounds for divorce. And I thought, grounds for divorce? Think about it. When you first leave the lid off the toothpaste tube, your partner will say, put the lid on in the morning when you finish with that. Yeah, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And you forget. After years of leaving the lid off the toothpaste tube, to your partner, it's not a minor problem. It's not funny. It becomes serious, so serious, it's grounds for divorce. Think about that for a minute. You've probably heard the expression, what is it, looking at things through rose-tinted glasses. So you look at your partner before you're married, oh yes, he does this or she does that. Oh, that's all right. That's fine. You know, I can put up with that. Well, depending on what it is, unless they're sort of really nasty bad habits in the bedroom, that's a different matter altogether. But little things, as I say, like the toothpaste tube, oh, that's not here or there, that's nothing. But it becomes something. It becomes something very big between them. It becomes a wedge between them. And of course, it will end in divorce. And it's such a shame. Divorce is so sad, isn't it? Back in the 50s, here we go, you're saying, when I was a boy, back in the 50s, people didn't get divorced quite so much. They ended up hating each other, but not getting divorced. They stayed together. Well, I don't say hating each other. They rubbed along. I knew a couple. They rubbed along. They didn't like each other. I won't say hated. They didn't like each other. They irritated each other. They annoyed each other. They didn't have anything in common. The marriage had started out all right, but once the children had left home, I think they realised that there was actually nothing left. You know, there was nothing that they had to do together. They didn't get divorced then because Back in those days, they didn't get divorced because it was the man's house. If the woman wasn't happy, she was quite entitled to leave with nothing. How about that? With nothing. Perhaps if they did have younger kids, yeah, she could leave, take the kids with her, but penniless. So that's why so many of them back in those days stayed together, even though they were extremely unhappy and just didn't get on at all. I heard of a couple, this is another thing, fighting. I heard of a couple who argued over the equity in the house. I don't know, I think it was £60,000 or £70,000 equity. They didn't like each other. I think they were in their 30s. They wanted to get a divorce. I think it was in the news, actually, or I heard it somewhere on the radio or television. They wanted a divorce, and they argued about this equity. Instead of having half each, which would have been the sensible thing to do, they went to solicitors, they had barristers, they went to court, and what happened? All the equity in the house was eaten up with all these costs, all these expenses. The court, the barristers, there was no equity left, and they still hadn't resolved their differences. So they both went their own way, hating each other even more, because they were both penniless. I mean, that's obviously an extreme, but can you imagine doing that? Why not just say, look, okay, let's go halves? Or talking of which, there was a chap that I heard of a friend actually. Him and his wife split up. She wanted half of everything. Now, it was his house and all his furniture, and she moved in. He'd been living there for, I don't know, many, many years. She moved in. They got married and moved into his house. After a couple of years, they split up. She wanted half of everything, and he was saying, well, look, this was all mine. Of course, this is where all the problems start. She went on and on, I want half of everything. So he invited her round and said, OK, come and take half of everything. Do you know what he'd done? I don't know what with, probably a chainsaw. He'd cut the sofa in half, the furniture in half, the chairs, the dining room table, the bed. He cut it all. I don't know what he did to the fridge and the cooker. Perhaps he got a gas axe, oxyacetylene, and cut the cooker in half and the washing machine. I don't know. But, I mean, again, that what a way to end up. You're destroying all the furniture in the home just so she could have half. I don't think she took half the sofa and half the dining room table. I mean, I laugh now. I expect they laugh now. But what a dreadful way to end up. I think one of the worst things is adultery. Very good friend of mine. Well, they were both friends of mine, this couple, for many years. And from the outside, as far as anyone was aware, things were fine. Well, as far as she was aware, things were fine. And he came home, she told me this, he came home one night from work. And he said, look, we need to talk. And she said, oh, is this about redecorating the lounge? And she started saying, well, you know, I've had some ideas. And he said, no, it's not about that. They sat down and she said, what then? Oh, the holiday. And this is genuine. This is what she was telling me. She thought it was about the holiday that they were planning. No, not about the holiday. And he just came out with it. I'm leaving you. I've got someone else. She told me that she was absolutely devastated, just sat there frozen, unable to speak, unable to move. And she said it reminded her of a Cliff Richard record. She's a Cliff Richard fan. And one of his records, It's All Over. And the words, she told me, it's all over, didn't even cry. I just stopped living when you said goodbye. And she said it was just like that. And he went that day, actually, that evening. He left, he packed a few things and left. And she was absolutely devastated. And she kept playing that record. And, you know, that was, how many years ago was that? 15, 20 years ago? I don't know, I can't remember. And, you know, she is still, not obviously so much, but she is still greatly affected by it. She thought everything was fine. She hadn't got a clue that anything was wrong. Luckily, they didn't have children, because very often it's the children that are used, well, they get hurt the most, and they're often weaponized, used as ammunition. I knew a couple. Now, you're probably now thinking all the couples I know have ended up in divorce. Is it something to do with me? No, it's not. No, it's not. I've been around for decades. I've met lots of people. And of course, lots of people divorce. And these are people that I've known, a lot of people. Yeah, don't get me wrong, a lot of people are still together after all these years. So this couple I knew, they had a daughter, lovely girl, and They argued all the time. They didn't get on at all well. It was obvious to anyone that they weren't happy together. They ended up splitting up, which was inevitable. People thought it was going to happen many years before it actually did. And the woman said to him, right, you're not seeing your daughter anymore. That's it. And she cut him off and used the girl as ammunition, really. Weaponized the girl. That's one of these modern terms, isn't it? And this girl was, well, she was, I don't know how old she was, but her mother brainwashed her, basically. Oh, your father this, your father that. Accused him of all sorts of dreadful things. And she stopped him from seeing his daughter. And that was many years ago, and I don't think he's ever seen her since. So it can turn really nasty. You know, what is it, a woman scorned? I don't know what had happened. I don't know what he'd done. I don't think either of them had done anything, to be honest, anything wrong. It's just that they sort of drifted apart and things weren't good. Then I think what it was, she told him to get out. She told him to leave, which he did. And then, of course, she wasn't happy. I don't know whether she wanted him to stay or wanted him to leave, but she wasn't happy with the way things turned out. So she turned everything around onto him, blamed him, turned his daughter against him, and the whole thing ended in tears, which is such a shame because the daughter, she lost her father, basically. I don't know whether she sees him now. I don't believe so, which is such a great shame. Now, another couple. How many more are there, you're thinking? How many more couples are there? This couple got divorced. They had a girl, a daughter, and they all remained friends. They all remained perfectly good friends. It's just that they didn't get on. They split up. They halved everything with the house. Everything was fine. And this was goodness knows how many years ago. And they're still friends. If the girl has a birthday party or a barbecue at her house, she's married with children. Both parents go there, mum and dad. And it's all civil and polite, perfectly amicable. It's a shame it can't always be that way, but I think that's rare, to be honest. I think it's quite rare these days. I've seen them together at various barbecues and birthdays and things. And you know, they have a chat. They say, hello, how are you getting on? They have a chat with each other. It's just that it didn't work out. That's all it was. So they split up for the sake of the daughter. They did it all properly. Well, not for the sake of the daughter, really. They just remain friends. You hear of couples saying that they're staying together because of the children. That can be a good idea if they're getting on all right. Okay, the marriage might have failed, but as long as there's no shouting and arguing, that's not good for children at all. I think they'd be better off if the parents did split. But if they're okay, if they can live together without shouting matches going on all the time and arguments, then perhaps that is a good thing, to stay together for the children. I don't know. Isn't it a shame, though, when you think that a couple meet and they're in love, everything is so wonderful, they've got a future together, and it can end up from being in love to actually hating each other. Well, they do say, don't they, love-hate relationship. I mean, there are some people that they love each other, but they hate each other at the same time. They can't live together, they can't live without each other. That must be awful. I've got a friend, he's 75, something like that, more than that. He's never been married. I first knew him in my teens, and he said to me over the years, marriage? You know, I look at these marriages, they split up, there's arguments, you know, divorce. I'm better off without it all. And I suppose in some ways he's right. Mind you, now he is in his 70s. He has said a couple of times, I wish I had some company, but it might have cost him 2 or 3 houses in the process. I do know someone, this is funny, this lady friend of ours, she said she's getting married for the 5th time. Can you believe it? The 5th time. And she said her worry was that she hadn't told this chap that this was going to be her 5th marriage. And she said, if I tell him that, he's going to leave, he's going to run off. 5 times. Anyway, she built up the courage and she said, look, I want to marry you, everything is fine, but I must tell you the truth. This will be my 5th marriage. And he burst out laughing. And she said that she couldn't understand, you know, what's wrong with him? And he said, this would also be my 5th marriage. How about that? They're both about to get married for the 5th time. And I think that marriages can work. Perhaps the first marriage is a bit of a trial run. It's probably an awful way to look at it, but people are often too young, even if they're early 20s. You know, one of them wants to go off clubbing, they've got a baby, which is a shame. One of them wants to go, the lad wants to go clubbing, the girl stays at home with the baby, he's out doing goodness knows what, meeting his mate down the pub. There's another record, what were the lyrics to that? Oh, I remember, the railway arms were calling. That, oh, at the junction, that was it. The room smelling of nappies and things, and the railway arms were calling. That's where all his mates were, down the pub. And he wanted to go and be with them, but he was with this girl in a bedsit, I believe. She's got this baby, and oh dear, yeah, up the junction. I can't remember who, was it the Jam? I don't know, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. And something I must mention is a couple meet, they've been married before, but perhaps the lady's got children living at home still, perhaps children of what age, 10, 11, 12, early teens. She marries this new chap, you know, their dad's gone off. She marries the new chap. He moves in to their house. What do the children think? You know, their dad's gone. They've got this new dad that's moved in. That can work. Is it rare? I don't know. I've known both situations where it doesn't work at all and the marriage has split up. Basically, the children have split the two up, because they didn't like the chap. And I've known it the other way, where it's worked so well, it's been incredibly brilliant for all concerned. They're all happy. I think the secret there, if there is a secret at all, is for the chap, don't try and replace the children's father. Don't try and take his place. Be a friend. I think that then will possibly work. But that must be a difficult situation, I think, where there are stepchildren, because again, it's the children that are going to get hurt if it doesn't work out. There's this new chap moved in, or the other way around, you know, this new lady moves in. Perhaps their mother's gone. I don't know, she might have died. I don't know. For whatever reason, she's gone. The husband remarries, and this new mother moves in. You know, the evil stepmother, as they say in these films. I don't know. That must be very, very difficult. There are so many situations, aren't there? So many scenarios. I can see my friend's point when he says, oh, no, steer clear of marriage. He did say to me, it's too complicated, or it can be too complicated. And he is right, sadly. One thing I have learned over the years is just because a couple get married, it doesn't mean to say they own each other. There shouldn't be one that is in charge. Back in the Victorian times, it was quite accepted when the chap, he would go out in the evening, he'd have a mistress, you know, don't wait up, I'll get back when I feel like it. He was in charge, and the woman, the wife, just had to accept it all. He went off out for the evening. She probably was very aware that he was going off with some other woman, but she daren't say anything. It was her place to stay at home and look after the kids. Now that, thankfully, has changed, because that was obviously totally unfair. But you don't own each other. Now, what I mean by that is, if the wife says, oh, we've got a girly weekend coming up, we're all going to wherever it's someone's getting married, and we're having a girly weekend, we're all staying at this hotel just for the Friday night, then the chap should say, yeah, great, off you go, enjoy it, you know. And likewise, if the chap says, look, I want to meet the lads down the pub this Friday evening, won't be too late back, you know, won't roll in drunk or anything, then yes, that's fine, you don't own each other. I knew a couple. He hated it. If she went out anywhere, he hated it. She'd just go perhaps shopping with some friends. You know, they're all off to wherever for shopping. They're going up to London. Be back by about 6 o'clock. He's on the doorstep at 6 o'clock looking out for her. This was the days before mobile phones. I mean, these days you can track people. Well, you can't, because they turn it off. But he was on the doorstep. And if she got back at 6:30, 6:45, your train might have been delayed, anything. Where have you been? You said you'd be back at 6 o'clock. Look at it, it's 6:30. It's 6:45. Really going on like that. And she got to the stage where she had to get back early. She'd say, I'll be back about 6:00. And she'd do her best to get back about 5:00, even 5 o'clock, just to save any problems. Otherwise, he'd be going on and on for the whole evening. Well, where were you? Why were you late? Again, that must be a nightmare. I had a friend years ago, we used to say to him, come out for a drink, you know, one evening. Oh, no, it's not worth it. What do you mean it's not worth it? Oh, I'll pay for it. Believe me, if I go out with you lot, I'll pay for it for the next few days, for the next week. There'll be sulking, there'll be arguments. What did you get up to? Who did you meet? Where did you go? He said, it's not worth it. I might as well just stay at home. That's another very sad situation, isn't it? Just because two people get married, it doesn't mean to say they're not individuals anymore. They are individuals. They're people in their own right, with their own thoughts and feelings. You shouldn't dictate to each other or try to rule the roost in any way. Have I waffled on long enough? There are a lot of good marriages out there. Of course there are. A lot of people have been married for decades. You hear these old people on the telly celebrating their whatever wedding anniversary. You know, married for 60 years or more. Always been happy. And they're still holding hands. Sitting on the sofa, holding hands, walking down the street, holding hands together. It's lovely to see that, isn't it? One more thing before I leave and give you a bit of peace you can turn off. That's if you're still with me, of course. Mother-in-law. You know, mother-in-law, how they can... I mean, luckily I've not experienced this, but the mother-in-law can interfere. The chap's mother doesn't like the way that his wife is looking after him, or not ironing his shirts properly, not cooking proper meals, not like mother used to. That must be a nightmare as well. The son, of course, the son, the husband, he is in the middle. On the one hand, he's trying to keep his mother happy. On the other hand, he's trying to keep his wife happy. I don't know why I keep telling you what I think. You're probably thinking, well, you're wrong. But I believe that once the chap leaves home and gets married, then he should think of his wife first, not his mother. His mother will always be mother. Obviously, look after her. But his wife should come first. That's what I think, anyway. Of course, with mother-in-laws also, children. Oh, you shouldn't bring a child up like that. That's not the way to do it. You should feed him this. You should feed him that. That must be difficult as well. Interfering mother, or you know, the woman's mother, the chap's mother. It can be either. Interfering, poking the nose in, always coming round, never giving them any peace. I remember this chap. Oh, no, I mustn't bore you anymore. Very quickly, this chap, he got married and lived with his mother, him and his new wife. He didn't leave home. His wife moved in with him and his mother. And it didn't work. I'm not surprised. It just didn't work. It just was absolute disaster from day one when this poor girl moved in with her husband and his mother. I don't know how long it lasted. It was less than a year. From what I remember, the plan was that they live there temporarily until they find a house of their own. I don't know why she wasn't pregnant, so I don't know why they had to get married and do it that way. I can't remember the details, but the plan was that they would find their own house and move in together. But of course, that was the end of that. It didn't work. Another sad ending to a tale. But as I said, not all marriages end in tears. I know I said I'd leave you in peace now, but just one more thing I've thought of. How about these men that get married to two different women at the same time? They've got two houses, two sets of children. They get away with it. I couldn't do that. I get confused enough as it is. It's bad enough having one wife. No, I shouldn't say that. Imagine having two. Two wives, two houses, two sets of bills, two sets of children. It does happen, doesn't it? I mean, not very often, fortunately, but it does happen. That must be incredibly... I don't know what's wrong with the men. It must be incredibly difficult. What they do is say, I have to work away for 2 weeks every month. So for 2 weeks, they live with one wife. And for the next 2 weeks, they live with the other wife. How do they get away with it? More to the point, why? What do they get out of that? I don't know what... Is it some ego thing? I don't see how. But I just can't imagine that. As I said, it's bad enough having one wife. No, I shouldn't say that. We ought to end on a sunny note because the sun's just come out. So something happy. I tell you what, I'm happy. I am extremely happily married. We're a team. I think that counts as well. We are a team. Whatever we do it together. As I said earlier, we're not in each other's pockets. I've got my radio hobby, amateur radio, ham radio. My wife, she has her friends. In fact, she's going out tonight with a group of friends from her work. She's retired now, but they go out now and then. All the old girls from work, young ladies from work, they go out and have a meal. I'll be the taxi driver, which is fine. I drop people off all over the place. They all meet there, but I do the run home. I'm Ray's Cabs. So I'm extremely happy. I've got no complaints at all. And I don't think my wife has either. Okay, thanks for listening as always. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast episode. Don't forget next Sunday when the next one's coming out. I don't know what it is yet. Actually, I do. I made a note of it somewhere, but I've lost my note. I can't remember. I've got a dreadful memory. Just as well my wife remembers things. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye for now.